This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking about the refugee crisis in Europe. We're speaking with guides from Italy, Germany, and France. We're joined by Nina Bernardo from Italy, Holger Zimmer from Germany, and Virginie Moret from France. I'm curious, just personally, and I'd like your take on this very quickly. In your country, and you personally, have you thought much about dealing with the root cause of these refugees, of all these immigrants? Why are they coming, and what can Europe and the United States do to get beyond handling these people in this desperation, but stopping the flow from coming? Nina.
That's absolutely the first thing that needs to be addressed that has been ignored for a long time. And I think people are just now starting to talk about a Syrian peace process, but mm-hmm. that war has been going on for years now. And everyone has their own interests that they're looking out for. And instead of working together to find a peaceful solution, then they complain when the refugees come afterwards.
Virginie, what's the thought?
Well, the idea of Europe when it was founded was to try to avoid wars. And I think we've been doing quite well within the European Union. But we can't just have strong external borders.
Even from a practical point of view,
exactly.
Because you'll be paying the price for somebody else's war.
So something needs to be done.
Holger.
Yeah, I do believe also Germany has to live up to the fact that we, let's face it, are number three in weapons exporting. So, I mean, we do play a role in whatever conflict is going on, wherever you look, not just Syria or Afghanistan. So I do believe we cannot just close our eyes and say, listen, we want to stay in our little pocket and, you know, it should be all we wealthy and fine and little garden gnomes. That's not reality anymore. So it's time to face the facts and help. And also, as you said, try to look, where are they coming from? Why are they leaving to come to Germany? And we have to address that.